You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Joshua Bullard. After spending 44 years teaching in the Eastern Townships, local educator Andrew Richless is beginning a new chapter as a published author. His first novel, The Sneaky Hollow Chronicles, Where Time Stands Still, blends magical realism, mystery, and small-town charm through the fictional village of Sneaky Hollow, a setting inspired by the landscapes and communities of the Eastern Townships and Montreal. Richless says the idea for the novel grew from fictional characters he originally created for his local weather page before developing into a full-length story exploring belonging, community, and the search for home. I spoke with Andrew about the release of his debut novel, how the Eastern Townships shaped the story, and what readers can expect from the beginning of what he hopes will become a series. Here is that conversation. After a 44-year career in education, what inspired the idea for Where Time Stands Still? And what was the story you wanted to tell when you first began writing it?
The inspiration came from my weather page, Richless Weather Services. I decided about 18 months ago to liven up things with some sort of fictional characters. And I placed them in this little village of Sneaky Hollow. So that's basically where the inspiration came from. And having been a teacher, and I taught language arts for many years, I'd always done some writing. So the idea was, well, maybe I could actually string some of these stories together and, make an interesting and humorous book based in the Eastern Townships. It grew to much more than that, though. It became, the characters themselves began to sort of lead the way. And I think it's a testimony to just how wonderful the Eastern Townships is and maybe what the little small towns are all about.
The novel explores themes of belonging, community, finding a place to call home. Why were those ideas important for you to examine? And do you think they resonate differently with readers today?
I do. I really do think that as life continues to speed up and we're running from one thing to another and technology drives, our days, the screen time and the quick access to information, there is a little bit of a longing, I think, especially I'm a baby boomer. I'm 68 years old, so certainly we become nostalgic, and there's a longing for maybe a simpler time, and a time maybe where a place where maybe time moves more slowly. In a sense, that's why we go to the lake on the weekends and things like that. So as I started to explore these themes through my characters, the idea coalesced around this main character, Jamie, who stumbles into this little town of Sneaky Hollow and finds exactly that. And so that's the part for me that really resonates in this story.
Now, the book combines elements of magic, cozy fiction, fantasy, and science-inspired concepts. How did you approach balancing those different influences while developing the story?
Well, my poor wonderful wife, who had to listen to me talk about this for a long time, she said, "Just make sure you don't go all Star Trek on me. You'll lose me at that." And so, I do a lot of, I love reels about quantum physics and about this idea that there might be, slightly parallel, well, multi universes or parallel universes or places just off the beaten track out there somewhere in science, in the science fiction world. And I thought to myself, how could that play out without ever mentioning the science? What kind of sort of down home townships, country wisdom could be used to convey those ideas, but through a mystery and through a romance, through a cozy fictional village. I know it's cast as being a magical realism novel, and it does go into that area. Magic, there's no dragons, there's no spells. It's just townships magic, as we all know. A sunrise, a sunset, fireflies, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that's what I tried to do. I tried to make it accessible, those ideas.
So as you were saying, the setting evokes the atmosphere of small town Quebec and the eastern townships. How much did local communities, landscapes, or culture influence the world that you created? What was the importance and thought process of including these references of these locations within your book, knowing that they could be distributed around the world?
Well, I think anyone who's spent their life or part of their life in the townships just knows how special it is. You know, our lakes, our broad valleys, our beautiful mountains. So it's a wonderful tapestry or blank canvas to build a story on. And we have villages that still harken back to times gone by. So I've always loved to write descriptively. So you're talking about an amazing area to write about, and so that to me was probably what made the process of building this story the most enjoyable. And I do love nature. I've had a cottage on Lake Lovering since I was a teenager. My parents built there. So I've absorbed that. It's part of me. And I think that resonates with a lot of people in Canada, because we don't all live in large cities, in urban settings. And I think if you travel anywhere in the world, small towns are the heartbeat of most countries and provinces, states. I guess that's the best I could do with that.
For readers who may be hearing about Where Time Stands Still for the first time, what would you like them to know about the book? Is this a first edition of a new series? Is this limited edition? Where can they get a copy, follow your future works? And do you have any future plans for the story or related projects within the future?
Well, those are great questions. I think, first of all, I'm a very big fan of books that have happy endings. So Sneaky Hollow is a story that, after ups and downs and arounds and things, it does end happily ever after, but not happily ever after an ending of that book. It is the first book in a series of books, hopefully. I have a second one already I'm in the process of roughing it out. I hope to be able to get back into full-time writing once this book is well launched. If someone was to ask me what the book was about, I would probably say it's a story of a little village tucked away somewhere between the back roads of the eastern townships and a wrinkle in time. People don't really find Sneaky Hollow. Sneaky Hollow finds them. It's a heartwarming blend of mystery, humor, magical realism, and small-town charm, where time doesn't always behave itself and where finding home can change everything. So I prepared that in advance because they call that your 30-second elevator pitch. And that's kind of what I would like, you know, people to look forward to reading it. And I used a quote, is Sneaky Hollow a place or a possibility? And when readers get into the book, they'll see that there are some things about Sneaky Hollow that make it a part of each of us. And I hope that readers will discover that.
For viewers who may be listening, is there a place where they can pre-order the book online and follow your future works? Do you have any social media or anywhere where they can get in contact with your next launch, your next book?
Okay, yeah. So when Friesen Press pushed the publish button last week, and when you're self-publishing like this, the publishing company will get it out there to different streams and it will populate as it goes. So I launched the sneakyhollow.ca website the same day that the book became available through multiple sales channels. So on the Sneaky Hollow website, and it's .ca, I've created a page with multiple levels where people can go in and read about the characters. They can look at the real places of Sneaky Hollow. And there's also recipes from Daisy's Pine Knot Cafe. So I tried to make it kind of a lighthearted, fun space to be. And there's also a link to the bookstore. And on the bookstore, There's my own Shopify store for author signed copies that is in pre-sale or advanced sale right now. And then there's links to Kindle where it can be downloaded immediately right now in the ebook form, and other sales channels like the Friesen Bookstore and Amazon in the United States. It's listed presently. And there'll be more sales channels coming live over the next 2 weeks. Finally to that, Friesen Press are in the process of printing the physical copies. And those physical copies are expected to ship the 10th. So I'll start fulfilling the advanced orders after the one as soon as I receive the inventory. And as soon as I have the physical books in hand, I'll be organizing book launches. There'll be a book launch event at Brome Lake Books in Knowlton, and I'll also have one through Black Cat Books in Lenoxville. Those details will come. Will be nailed down in the next two weeks or so.
That was Andrew Retchless, a local Eastern Townships educator whose first novel comes after a 44-year teaching career. Inspired by the region's villages, lakes, and landscapes, Where Time Stands Still introduces readers to Sneaky Hollow, a fictional community where mystery, humor, and magical realism come together around themes of belonging and finding home. Retchless says the book is intended to be the first in a series with a second installment already in development. The novel is currently available as an ebook, while printed copies are expected in the coming weeks. Retchless also plans to host a local book launch event in Knowlton and Lenoxville following the release of the physical edition. More information about the book, upcoming events, and future projects is available through the Sneaky Hollow website. Reporting for Local Journalism Initiative and CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.